This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden and leaders of the Group of Seven wealthy democracies are meeting in Italy, and they showed support for Ukraine's fight against Russia's invasion on Thursday's day one of the G7 summit. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wadakwasara is traveling with the president.
U.S. President Joe Biden signed a bilateral security deal with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
The steps we're going to take to make sure that Ukraine has victory and that Russia does not prevail is continued support.
G7 leaders agree to Biden's plan to lend $50 billion to Ukraine to be paid back using the estimated $3 billion a year in interest income from $280 billion in immobilized Russian assets. Patsy Wadakwasara, VOA News, Borgo Ignazia, Italy.
Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday denounced the freezing of Russia's assets by the West as quote-unquote theft and vowed it would not go unpunished in a speech at the Russian Foreign Ministry. His remarks coming in response to the deal by the Group of Seven industrialized nations for a $50 billion loan package for Ukraine using frozen Russian assets. Switzerland will host scores of world leaders this weekend to try to map out first steps towards peace in Ukraine. Russia, which launched and is continuing the war, won't take part. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's government didn't want Russia involved, and the Swiss, aware of Moscow's reservations about the talks, didn't invite Russia. The Swiss have said Russia must be involved at some point and hope it will join the process one day. This is VOA News.